Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
I think one of the most important skills you can ever learn in life, and it's best to learn it early rather than later, is how to manage a project successfully in the time you have available. So here we're going to talk about project management milestones and scheduling. Scheduling is an important tool to have in life. When you schedule, or schedule it's pronounced, you create a plan for yourself and others to follow, meaning that you can approach and get through the work with more efficiency. It also gives you something to work towards, as opposed to doing lots of little things that don't really help you to achieve what you want, what you need to achieve. A place where scheduling is very important is when it comes to certain projects. This could be something to do in school or college or in your career or just in everyday life. Whatever it is that you're trying to get, remember that project milestones are important. And it's even more important to remember that they need to be managed effectively to get the most out of them. So, when should you give a project milestones? As I'm sure you're aware, not every project that you do in life is going to be the same. They'll differ massively depending on what they are, who they're for, and why you're doing it. And this means that there's really no clear answer for when you should give yourself a project of its own milestones. And it depends on you and, of course, the project itself. The whole point of milestones in a project is to break it up into smaller, let's say, bite-sized and sequential tasks. And this gives you a better estimation with how long it will potentially take to complete. And when you start a project, you might have an idea of how long it should take you to complete, should take you to complete, or how long you'd ideally like to successfully complete it. So when you create a milestone around this, it gives you a target to hit and a date by which it should be accomplished, should. Gremlins get in and they stop everything from working the way you thought they would work. So this milestones method gives you something to work towards rather than just doing little bits here and there. With project milestones, it's much easier to track your progress too. You can clearly see whether your milestone targets were met in time, and if not, you can begin to work out and determine the reasons why not. Now, with all that said, you might find yourself creating milestones around the five main elements of project management, according to the Project Management Institute. These elements include initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, and closure. So let's talk about initiation. The start. This element looks at providing a basis that the project itself is really worth completing, you know. For example, this could be getting approval from someone or working out the overall cost versus the potential profit that a specific project might make. And then planning. Next up, quite simply, how are we going to plan this? Depending on the level of complexity of the project, this can be the most time-consuming and thorough stage. With large projects for more serious situations like building a house, the planning stage doesn't just relate to what the project will be about. There are things like risk management, budgets, resources, the people involved will all have to think of and finalise at this stage. It might be more simple, like scheduling your time to revise and learn the sections of a syllabus to pass an exam. And then the actual execution, the doing stage. Now, this is when the main goal, the major objectives or outcomes, and a lot of potential project milestones will be met. And then there's monitoring. The monitoring stage of project management looks at things that might be barriers or problems, making sure that the risks highlighted in the risk assessment were correct and that no more risks have become apparent. Making sure, for example, that you stay within or under your financial budget. Making sure the resources are correct, including that they're the right ones, that you won't run out of them, whatever they might be, and so on. So all of the stages in this process are important and very necessary. But the monitoring stage, coupled with the execution stage, are the most important, the most crucial when it comes to successful project management. The reason being is that at this point where your project is going to be a success or failure, you have to have all of these things out of the way. The ability to which you can complete these two can determine whether or not you can move forward to the very last stage or go all the way back to square one and have to start again. Closure. Finally, and when all else is said and done, you can finish the project and hopefully close it once and for all. If you're at school, it could be handing in a piece of coursework on time or passing that exam. In your job, it could be signing off on a completed contract, or in your everyday life, it could be finishing that house. So understanding these elements might help you to discover the more natural places to put your milestones. That's not necessarily vital. Like I've said, milestones will vary on multiple different things, so putting them where you think they're most appropriate is often the best thing to do, because milestones do more than just motivate. So what are the benefits of project management milestones? Well, one of the most clear and obvious benefits was the one I just highlighted. We've spoken about how having something to reach or achieve, no matter how big or how small it is, drives us to be more motivated. It forces us to get to that ideal stage. And that's why it's so important to have goals in your everyday life. And in a similar vein, why milestones act as a great checkpoint within projects. But hitting these milestones also creates another thing. Satisfaction. Hitting a successful milestone goal, just like reaching a target, lets you know that you're on the right track, that what you've done was correct, and now you can look forward to the next success that you have. These little baby steps of success can really improve that motivation, and at the same time, break a complex project down into smaller, more manageable segments. Let's say you've got a really important piece of coursework that you need to complete. If you don't set yourself any milestones along the way, the only success that you can feel is when you've completed it, and that could be months away. By having milestones in your project, it simply makes the project a lot less scary, a lot less daunting, a lot less complicated, a lot less stressful. And if you're not alone in your project or you're in a team, hitting these milestones can really help to boost the morale and the confidence of the team and its members, especially when it might not have been an easy ride. This way of working will be great for you in so many aspects of your life as you work towards your goals that you hope to achieve. So, for example, a college project. Divide the time up in a diary into milestones that you need to complete so that you can make the submission deadline in time, and add some extra time in case you fall and break an ankle or in case another problem appears to complicate the project before you hand it in on that important date. So bring that deadline date back a week or 10 days in your diary. Aim to have it completed a week early. Then you've allowed yourself enough time for unforeseen problems and you have extra time to check it through and improve it, format it, etc. Far less stress working in this way in all that you wish to do than put off starting it and then have to rush it at the end. all the best teams work well together because of the relationship between them and the agreed outcomes. They understand what is required from them, as well as what other people rely on them for. When you're constantly hitting successes within your project, you build trust in one another, as it confirms that, again, that what you were doing was right, and that the people that you're working with can be relied upon. And of course, milestones don't always have to be about work. Sometimes the great incentive is reward. Hitting a work-related milestone is reward itself, but having milestones that aren't work-related are a great way to motivate and deliver. This goes a long way to promote good work, as they promote happiness. And the key to a hard worker, the key to a good worker, is enjoying and looking forward to doing the work. In life, you'll have lots of projects you need to tackle. They might be big projects like learning to drive and pass a driving test, and they might be small. But whatever they are, whenever you have to face them, one thing won't change, and that's the importance of the milestones that you set. Setting milestones creates goals and targets to hit. And when you hit these, it puts you in a good frame of mind to carry on working and hitting the next milestone. And if you do this correctly, and you apply it to the projects and challenges you'll be facing in your life, then you might find you're smashing them successfully, and all without breaking a sweat. So, simply plan and use a diary to break difficult tasks into bite-sized chunks, to make it easy as you build self-confidence. Have a listen to our Study Seals podcasts. They talk a lot about this type of way of working in bite-sized chunks. Nice talking to you again, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.